Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Prog Report podcast interview. My guest today is from the group Vola. They have a new album on the way called Witness. Comes out on May 21st. Fantastic new record with a couple of great singles out right now. You can check them out. I'm really pleased to welcome Asgeir Mygind.
Hey there.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, man. How are you doing?
Likewise. Yeah, I'm pretty good. The weather is pretty nice here in Denmark, so in Copenhagen. So, yeah, it's a good day.
Very cool. Very cool. So I'm glad we could finally connect.
Yeah.
I've been really just loving the record. It's really, really great, man. Congrats on it. I think it's the best thing you guys have done to this point. And
wow, thanks.
Yeah, I think it's really, really good. I'm glad to see it getting some attention.
Yeah, me too. It was a lot of work to create it. So, yeah, it's just nice to see that it's getting out there.
Yeah. So the album's called Witness. Comes out on May 21st. So still a little bit of time. There's a few singles out already. You know, for some people that may be not familiar with the band as much, you know, I'd love to get a little bit of a background and history about yourself and the band and how you guys got started and everything.
Yeah, so it began pretty much as just me and some of my friends jamming in my like I had a music room in the basement when I was a teenager, and I started playing with some other boys that were connected to the local music school, and that all appreciated hard rock, so it was born from that place, really. And in the beginning we played cover songs, but eventually we started writing our own stuff, and we made some demos, and our first EP came out in 2008 called Homesick Machinery. We made a second EP in 11 called Monsters, which was a bit heavier since we had switched to 7-string guitars.
Right.
And we made our debut album in 2015, which eventually got us a record deal with Mascot Records. So they re-released it in 16. And after that, we went on touring with Catatonia and Agent Fresco, which was our first tour, really. So that was a big thing. And we made a follow-up to that in 2018 called Applause of a Distant Crowd, and yeah, toured a lot for that album.
Yeah, that's where I discovered the band. Was off that
cool
one. Yeah.
And we toured with Monuments and Haken and did our own headline tour. And then we started writing this third album. And yeah, it's out in May.
So, and it's always been under the name Vola. Is that going back to 2008?
Yeah, exactly. It's that's when we had our first full lineup. I would say that's when that name came into play.
Well, so you guys have been doing at this for a while.
Yeah. I think consciously we waited a bit in terms of making our first full length album, because we wanted to see like what are we good at as a band. So making some EPs first made that process that was kind of a search process in a way.
And right,
once we thought we had found a sound that we could like spread out on 10 songs, we made an album. So
where do you see the influences for you guys? Is it all sort of similar for each member, or is it very different, and what's the strongest influence for you guys as a band?
I think we've all listened to a band like Porcupine Tree, for example.
Mm-hmm.
A band like soil work, for example, has always also been influential. Opeth, Meshuggah. I think Porcupine Tree has meant a lot to me because I was very fascinated by all the mood changes in the songs, all the layers in the productions, and how adventurous the songwriting was in general.
Yeah.
While never getting lost, really, there was always a focus on, I think, a good catchy hook. So that was very inspiring. And a band like Meshuggah has been a big influence in terms of writing riffs. Like their rhythmic approach,
yeah,
very unique, I think, and that's been hugely influential. So,
I mean, I think
those bands.
I hear in the new record, I could see the Porcupine Tree influence, but I also hear, I mean, it's a whole kind of current group of bands like yourselves and Leprous and Haken and maybe Voyager and some of these other bands that I think you all are kind of coming up together and have sort of a melodic but still very powerful kind of sound, you know, with your own sort of take on it. I think it's a cool group of bands that are doing some really great things right now.
Yeah, it's nice that those bands are getting attention. Because whenever a band like Leprous gets attention, it also rubs off a bit on us.
Sure.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So that's just nice.
Yeah, did you notice when Applause came out that there was a shift in maybe the band's popularity or more people starting to notice the band and you were able to do some bigger shows? Did you see the change start to happen then a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I did. I think that album meant that a bigger group of people that maybe primarily listen to progressive rock became interested in us because it's a bit softer than our debut album. I think the debut album maybe attracted primarily djent fans, and the second album attracted a prog rock crowd. So suddenly the total group of listeners consisted of a more diverse group of people.
Yeah.
It did some good things for us, I would say.
Yeah, and so like I said, we have the new album Witness comes out on May 21st. The first thing that I think jumps out at you is the production on the record, which is just phenomenal. I mean, it sounds really clean, really great. The dynamics are crisp. I mean, talk about just, recording the album. And did you do it during this whole kind of quarantine thing? Was it sending files back and forth? How'd you put the album together?
Yeah, so we managed to record the drums before everything shut down. Hmm. So we went to Gothenburg, Sweden, in late February last year. And I think that was basically the only time the whole band was together. After that, I took those drum files with me to my family's vacation home in Southern Zealand in Denmark. And was there in isolation, basically. So I recorded the vocals and drums and percussion, and Nikolai came there and recorded his bass parts, and the keyboard player Martin recorded his things at home and then sent me the files. So I put it together in that place, and eventually I sent it off to Jacob Hansen, who mixed it. And he should get a lot of credit for how it sounds. Like I think he's really good at making things sound big.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it does. It sounds great. I mean, it's, you know, Straight Lines, for example, the first track on the record, you know, when it starts to build, and then you have that change in the chorus, that key change in the chorus, kind of midway through the song. It's just so powerful. It's such a great moment, and that song is just amazing. Talk about that song a little bit and how that came together.
Yeah, I think it was born from that first riff, which like moves on into the verse in some sense, and then that rhythm is also used later on. But that's something we usually really are attracted to doing, like using the same rhythm over and over again. But yeah, overall, I think it has a lot of drive to it, which also inspired the lyrics about someone who's on the run.
Right.
But yeah, we really like a big chorus. It really can't get big enough. So that's what we always try to achieve, I think. And yeah, Jacob Hansen just pushed it in his mix as much as possible to make it really big and wide. So yeah,
and then I like the next single, which was 24 Light Years, which is, you know, a bit softer, a bit different, but another cool direction for the group. I mean, I like the diversity. I think that's maybe something you were talking about with Porcupine Tree, but that's a very different song than Straight Lines, but also really, really cool. And the drumming, by the way, on that song is amazing.
Yeah,
that's it. It's like it's so complicated and so much stuff going on underneath, like such a sort of melodic, you know, a little bit more quiet kind of tune. I mean, I love that dynamic. And how do you put something like that together?
Cool, that's great to hear. Well, that was born from the drum part, actually, in the verse, which was something Adam, our drummer, came up with. So we have this band server, which is where we put all our ideas, and he uploaded that groove, and I think Martin developed some keys for it, and then I wrote some melodies and a chorus. So yeah, that came from the drums, and yeah, I think I really like when there's maybe a pretty basic song there, but there's also lots of details going on that you can zoom in on. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys are writing, is it different for each song? Is it one person's the key writer? Like you said, with that song, it started with a drum pattern, but is it different each time, or is it all keyed about maybe one person starting an idea?
Yeah, it's different every time. So it's just about who someone will get the song started by having a riff idea or a chorus or something, and someone else in the band might continue it. So yeah, we don't have any rules about it.
Yeah. How long have you been singing? Were you always the singer?
I started out as a drummer, actually. Hmm. So the first bands I was in was as a drummer. And yeah, eventually I started playing guitar, and that just felt more natural in terms of songwriting and singing. Like to play an instrument that could create chords. And I also got idols like James Hetfield, like when I was a teenager. So that idea of being more in front started to really appeal to me. I got my first electric guitar, and then I just started to play guitar and sing instead of playing drums.
So, I mean, you guys are, I guess what what most people would still consider kind of a newer, younger band, but like, you know, you've said you've been at this for a little bit. And I guess you started the group before a lot of the streaming sites like Spotify and stuff like that was out. So,
yeah,
you know, just as a group that started out before that, and now it's transitioning to that, and that's the big focus. I mean, how do you guys look at just sort of making music in 2021 and surviving and trying to figure it out? What's your, you know, how do you pursue it?
Well, for us, I guess it's always been the goal to get out there and perform a lot, because that's where it's possible to make a living now. I grew up on bands that like became able to make a living doing it based on record sales, but with that not being possible really anymore.
Right.
It's like the recorded album is more a like something you do first, and then you get out there and earn money really
right.
by playing live. So but I think it's such a great and exciting artistic challenge to make an album. So even though that in itself might not generate a big income, it's still like wonderful to do it. It's a bit sad that it isn't tied more to an income, but yeah, I don't know how it can be any different at this point.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, hopefully there's some shows. I mean, I know you guys are probably dying to get on the road. Are you starting to talk about any plans for shows anytime soon?
Yeah, we have a small Danish tour coming up in May and June.
Oh, really? Okay.
That will, of course, be a bit different than usually.
Are they letting people in the show? Like, is it just a minor yeah. audience, or how?
It's with a seated audience, and yeah, quite smaller capacity than what the venues usually have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you guys might have a crowd that's like moshing even or something, and yeah. and with your music, and now they can't. That's gonna be weird.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see people headbanging while sitting on chairs.
right.
Yeah, so it's going to be different, but it's going to be nice nonetheless to get out there and play the songs. So, yeah, so that's what we have planned right now. And hopefully we can follow up with some international touring. It's just a bit more difficult with countries opening up in at different speeds. So,
well, have you guys played in the States before?
No, not yet, but we would really love to go there, and I hope it will be possible for this album.
Yeah, definitely. I hope so. Again, the new Vola album, Witness, out on May 21st. Just a really good record. I really am a big fan of this album. I wish you all the success in the world with it, man. I hope the shows start to open up and people get to discover the band a little bit more. But check it out. The song Straight Lines and 24 Light Years are out now. Cool videos, too, by the way. And, yeah, man, good talking to you, and good luck with everything.
Likewise. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Sure. Anytime.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to Asghar for the interview. You can check out the new album from Vola, Witness, on May 21st. We're going to close with the opening track from the album. This is Straight Lines. For upcoming news and interviews, please check theprogreport.com. Follow us on Facebook, at The Prog Report on Twitter, at Prog Report on Instagram. And you can download the podcast on all our podcast networks and check us out on YouTube. Thanks.